Have you ever held a glass of perfectly clean, scientifically proven, safe, recycled water and still hesitated to drink it? I found myself in exactly this position while meeting Australia's self-proclaimed Poo Lady of water recycling. Despite knowing the water was cleaner than bottled spring water, something visceral stopped me. This moment captures our modern dilemma perfectly. Why do we resist facts that contradict our beliefs? In Toowoomba, Australia, opponents defeated a recycling proposal during severe drought by spreading false claims that it would shrink men's penises. Scientific facts lost to emotional fear campaigns. The irony? Most of us already drink recycled water. Communities downstream of major rivers have been consuming treated wastewater for decades. Our disgust response simply overrides rational understanding, a phenomenon extending far beyond water into virtually every contested issue in modern life, revealing a fundamental truth. Facts alone rarely change minds. We possess two thinking systems, the methodical, effortful, inquiring mind, and the quick, automatic, instinctive mind that governs 95% of decisions. When meeting someone, we make instant trustworthiness judgments, then seek evidence to confirm these initial impressions. These systems operate through different brain regions, the frontal lobe for inquiry, the limbic system for instinct. Our sense of certainty stems from identity, ideology, and intuition. Identity-based thinking explains why contradictory evidence often strengthens existing beliefs, a backfire effect, observed particularly in studies of conservative participants. We filter information based on whether sources are on our side, while ideology creates a prism of precedence that colors all new information. Consider Columbus, who remained convinced he'd reached Asia despite contrary evidence. We resist changing beliefs not just from stubbornness, but because questioning one belief threatens to unravel others. Intuition, our third pillar, operates beyond conscious thought. Even our hearts contribute, containing 40,000 neurons that form an intrinsic nervous system influencing judgment. Persuasion begins not with facts, but with perception. As Anne Nin observed, we don't see things as they are. We see them as we are. The overview effect experienced by astronauts demonstrates reframing's power. When they see Earth from space as a tiny blue marble floating in vast darkness, their entire worldview transforms. National boundaries disappear, environmental concerns become visceral, and petty conflicts seem insignificant. Similarly, when a friend compared my disciplinary approach with children to domestic violence, it completely shifted my perspective on parenting. Florence Nightingale revolutionized healthcare communication with her Rose diagram, transforming dry mortality statistics into compelling visual narratives that ultimately reshaped British healthcare policy. Contrast provides perhaps the most powerful reframing approach by highlighting inconsistencies in thinking patterns. When Adam Grant discussed vaccines with a skeptical friend, he asked him to apply the same skeptical reasoning to whether Earth is round, revealing logical inconsistencies without direct confrontation. Affinity, genuine rapport that makes people feel they know and identify with you, fundamentally impacts persuasion. Harvard research showed strangers asking to borrow phones at a train station received 422% more positive responses when they first acknowledged shared circumstances. To build affinity, treat debates as dances rather than battles, acknowledging when counterparts make valid points. Counterintuitively, admitting weaknesses builds stronger connections than projecting perfection. Studies show attorneys who disclosed case weaknesses first earned more jury trust, while political leaders criticizing their own side gained credibility. When Michelangelo faced criticism about his David statue's nose, he pretended to make changes while doing nothing, preserving both his work and the critic's dignity. This illustrates how protecting others' dignity enables change. Stanford research on doomsday cults showed how people maintain beliefs despite contradictory evidence, doubling down rather than admitting error through cognitive dissonance. People resist changing minds primarily to avoid losing pride, power, or certainty. To help others reconsider views, use the feel, felt, found approach. Acknowledge their feelings, share similar past experiences, then explain what changed your perspective. Human nature is profoundly influenced by group dynamics and social pressure. When swept into a crowd, our thinking descends several rungs in the ladder as we become more emotionally driven and impulsive. Brain scans reveal that our amygdala becomes particularly active when we perceive ourselves as out of sync with the group, creating an uncomfortable sensation that drives us to conform. Social proof, the tendency to follow what others are doing, is remarkably effective in changing behavior. When Minnesota tax officials simply stated 90% of Minnesotans already complied with tax law, compliance increased more than through threats or appeals to civic duty. Solomon Osh's famous line matching experiments revealed that 70% of participants would give obviously wrong answers when surrounded by actors doing the same, even though they were strangers. Just one dissenting voice, however, could break this spell of conformity, reducing wrong answers by 80%. Once a belief reaches 75% adoption in a group, another 15% automatically follow without critical evaluation, creating unstoppable momentum. Finding common ground creates powerful bonds through shared values and experiences. The marriage equality movement succeeded by linking to familiar concepts of civil rights, rather than presenting an entirely new idea. Even simple commonalities matter. Research shows we naturally gravitate toward people with shared traits, with unusual commonalities creating stronger connections than common ones. Asking effective questions is another dignity-preserving technique that helps others arrive at conclusions themselves. Questions work because people believe what they tell themselves more than what others say. This evolutionary heritage explains why we're naturally drawn to stories over statistics, faces over facts, and emotional appeals over logical arguments. Consider how a single vivid news story about a shark attack can keep people out of the water for months, while the much greater risks of everyday activities like driving go largely ignored. The Christmas Truce of 1914 offers a powerful metaphor for modern persuasion. Despite months of brutal trench warfare and propaganda teaching soldiers to hate their enemies, German and British troops emerged from their trenches to meet in no man's land, sharing food, playing soccer, and singing carols together. This extraordinary moment grew from small acts of humanity in preceding weeks, informal ceasefires during meals, unspoken agreements not to shoot while retrieving the dead, and occasional greetings across the battlefield. The implicit message was profoundly simple. We are the same. We are safe. I'll go if you will. In our current era of deep ideological entrenchment, we must find the courage to meet opponents halfway. The most effective persuasion doesn't rely on force or pure logic, but on understanding the complex psychology that shapes human beliefs and identity. Like those soldiers of 1914, we need individuals bold enough to walk unarmed onto common ground, speak their opponent's language, and humbly ask, "Will you meet me halfway?" When we succeed, we don't just change minds, we create space for authentic human connection across the divides that increasingly define our world.